Welcome to podcast Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson, and you can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today's episode 193 of the podcast. Now, if this is your first time joining us, what's this podcast about? This podcast is about how to love and enjoy your life more. By trade, I've been a life coach for 20 years. I've helped people do all kinds of things. And this is the space where I share with people the same things that I share with my clients, you know, just in a different way. And if you'd prefer a more one-on-one aspect of, you know, of understanding some of this stuff, then you're welcome to go to my website, josephanderson.co, and there is an opportunity there to apply to work with me. So that all being said, today I was, you know, one of the things that you guys will experience as you're listening to these podcasts is this is me literally just sharing with people how I see the world and the things that have helped me in my life. And so this morning, as I was doing morning pages, which is essentially morning journaling, one of the things that I noticed was I have been, oh my goodness, I've been studying and just, you know, the art of human transformation for the past 20 plus years, and I love it. I mean, I truly, truly love it. You know, if there's something that you guys truly, truly love and you can make a career out of it, go do that. You know, you don't have to worry too much about what's your life purpose, what's your blah, blah, blah. You just keep doing things until you find something that you really enjoy. And then you're like, oh, what could I do with this? So I've been listening to some different books. One, a book is called The Game of Life and How to Play It by Francis Scoville. It's like 100 years old. And another is a book by Catherine Ponder, who's actually a minister. I think she's like in her late 90s, but she wrote all these books about how to essentially, you know, how God wants us to be prosperous. And that's something I've really been playing with lately is, okay, does God want me to be prosperous or not? Well, the more I think about that, it's like, well, why wouldn't he want me to be prosperous? And then immediately those thoughts jump in that I've had for much of my life. It's like, oh no, a rich man, eye of the needle. Oh, you know, all those type of things. And so I guess today, I think we're going to talk a little bit about, is it okay with God if you're rich? Which is funny, because I was actually going to go a totally different direction. And so this is just going to get very real, because I have, this is a concept that I have struggled with for a very long time. I see people of my faith that have very, very large amounts of money and are wonderful people and do some amazing things. And yet in the Bible, you know, there's a scripture that says a rich man can't make it to heaven, you know, basically, like it says, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get to heaven. But the other thing I find really interesting about that is right after that, it says, but with God, all things are possible, or with God, nothing is impossible, one of those. And I find that really interesting. Well, I just find this so funny because I was really planning on going a totally different direction today. But this is what's coming out. So, like I said, we're going this way. All right. So then one of the inspirations that I was given, and, you know, as I've shared with you guys, I generally weekly schedule a trip to the temple. And if you don't happen to be in my faith, that's totally fine. Just, you know, schedule a place where you can commune with whether it is that you believe in God, whether it's that you believe in universe. On this podcast, you're generally going to hear the words God, Heavenly Father, the Spirit, but you're welcome to use them as you will. Well, one of the impressions that I was given by the Spirit was, hey, Joseph, you need to read this book. And I hadn't done it. I hadn't, like, you know, sometimes I write, like, this is kind of new, you know, going for the past probably 2 or 3 months that I've been going to the temple and that I've been writing down the things that I need to get done within the next week. All of that's fairly new for me. And so one of the things I'd written is to read this particular book that one of my friends had recommended to me that he could have retired years ago. I mean, he could have, you know, he's about my age and he literally could have retired years ago. Well, that's interesting. I mean, he just randomly one day tells me at the gym that he, you know, these books, and I can't even remember how it came up. But this is something, you know, we all have all the stuff, whether it's our parents have said, whether it's our church has said, or, you know, any particular church has said around money. Now, so anyways, as I'd had this impression to read this book, and I'd written on the list, but I hadn't done it. I was like, whatever. And then yesterday, it just kind of, I was on my way, like I was heading to the temple, and I just realized, hey, you know what? I think Heavenly Father really did want me to read that book. Well, let's at least read it and like actually listen to it on the way to the temple, which is interesting because normally I'd listen to other spiritual type stuff, right? Well, it was interesting again because as I'm listening, she starts sharing this. So this is Catherine Ponder's book I'm talking about, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Well, as I'm listening, stuff starts to make, like it starts to make a little bit of a chip in the ice. And it's like one of those things that came up was in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, the Lord gives them power to get wealth. Okay, that's interesting. So what the scripture actually says is, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Well, that's interesting, because right before that, he went on about how they'd multiplied their herds, they'd multiplied their flocks, the silver and like gold is multiplied. That's, again, I find that interesting. So it's like, okay, on one hand, people around the world are telling us, well, you can't be, you know, and maybe it's not even around the world. Maybe these are things that I've just kind of picked up over the years. But then I went on, and I just happened to start while I was, you know, in the temple having some quiet time. I ended up, you know, looking at more verses. So in Proverbs 10:2, and these are just notes, I'm not going to look all these up. But it says, ill-gotten gains profit nothing, or something to that extent. Okay, that makes sense. You know, if I've stolen from somebody, or, you know, if I've done something horrible to get my money, that doesn't profit me anything. Well, by the flip side of that, so what does profit us? It does profit us when we do great work and wonderful things in the world, and we benefit from it, we profit from it. You know, another scripture, this is Proverbs 15:6, that says, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. Wait, so in the house of righteous people, there's lots of treasure? Well, I was told this other stuff. I was told we're not supposed to have all this money. But apparently if there's something there in the house of the righteous, there's much treasure, maybe there's something there for me. And then it goes on in Proverbs 21, verse 20, and says, treasure in the house of the wise. Wait, so there's also treasure in the house of those that are wise? Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit to a scripture in the Book of Mormon that says, it's in Helaman 12:2, his infinite goodness doth bless and prosper those who trust. And then in 3, all things for the welfare and happiness of his people. And, you know, and in those verses, essentially, he doth prosper us with flocks and herds and gold and silver and precious things. And then again, like, so I started listening to all these, I started studying all of these things, and I just shared with you what I had spent probably a good 20, 30, maybe more minutes on. And it's like, okay, you know, something's beginning to happen here. And that's when new ideas start to form. That's when we start getting curious, when we start getting suspicious, when something no longer makes sense to us, that is when new ideas are taking shape. It's like when we stir all the stuff up and be like, okay, well, if it was okay for all these amazing righteous people in the Bible to have money, why would it not be okay for me? And then I started to recognize and see that for me, one of the biggest struggles I've had in my life is wondering all the time, is this what God wants for me? And then I finally realized that that's just a doubt. That is just a doubt in the shape of a question. So now I'm just going to spitfire a little bit and see, like, okay, so what does look true about money? Money does help a lot of people. You can't build hospitals. You can't build anything out of popsicle sticks. Like, meaning, you know, you can't build hospitals. You can't serve people. You can't, like, it does take money to run things. And the question that I'm pondering right now is, does God desire for me to have wealth? No, I'd love to tell you that answer is absolutely yes. I totally see this. I don't see it entirely yet. But what I can see is, well, if it was okay for all these people, and if, you know, and if other, like, these people in the Bible to have this level, like, amazing amounts of wealth, why would it be any different for me? You know, and we go back to this question, like, what is true for all humans? Like, what is true for all humans? Okay, we can look at that. So does God desire for every one of us to be poor? I don't know about you guys, but when I don't have much money, I don't have that many opportunities. I don't have that many options. You know, it's like there's so many things that I'd love to do and they require money. You know, the more I play pinball, like, the more pinball machines that I want. And I don't have, you know, I don't have any yet. And then you see other things that you're like, oh, that would be so cool to have. But is it okay? How do we know what's okay and what's not? I think we just start treating the "is it okay" as a doubt. I know that the Lord doth prosper his people, because it's said it many times in the scriptures. I know what's true for all human beings is that when they have more money, they have more opportunities, they have more choices. I know that genuinely, like, if there's somebody that has something that will benefit me, I have no problem paying them. You know, even as I've shared before, you know, spending $9,000 on this coaching program with my mentor, I have no problem doing that. And it's not because I have that much money lying around. It's because it feels right. You know, I asked Michael Neal, so that's one of my main mentor. And I asked him the other day, I said, you know, I'm not enjoying some of the things that I used to enjoy. Why not? And I wanted to know why. He said, Joseph, that's the wrong question. Would you like to? And so the question I want to propose here is, would you like to believe that God desired for you to have money? Now, I will put a caveat here, and, like, you know, this is just from my perspective. I believe that we put God first. I believe that we put Heavenly Father first and acknowledge Him and honor Him. And I mean, that book by Catherine Ponder, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, I mean, it is so much on, I mean, some of the things in there is just pondering on different scriptures. you know, I mean, she shares so many cool experiences in there of how somebody might sit down and just say repeatedly, "Be still and know that I am God." And they have a really cool experience. I mean, she shared countless financial examples. But what I like to believe. Well, this is really cool. The Spirit just told me about a scripture that I've read many times, and it's hitting me different in this moment. And it says, "Yea, even if ye can have no more than desire to believe." Well, do I desire to believe that God wants for me to have wealth? Yeah, I would love to believe that God wants for me to have wealth. That's the start. A desire to believe. I just, you know, I'm sitting here just dumbfounded. That scripture that I just quoted is in Alma 32. You can just Google it. Alma 32. And then it's verse 27. That's so cool. I mean, if you can no more than desire to believe that God wants to provide you with wealth. Then you can let that desire work within you. And allow it to grow. Allow it to see, like, I mean, even just that thought. Having a desire to believe that that's what God wants for me. And I've had other things that point in that direction. What if God wanted to provide you with every amazing thing? Now, how is that done? I don't generally believe that God is just going to drop on our doorstep tons and tons of money. But I do believe he gives us a way. You know, it's that whole ask and you shall receive. And we ask and we counsel and we talk to Heavenly Father about the things that we want in our lives. And then, does he give us the thing? Not necessarily. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he absolutely does give it. But usually, this is more of my experience, and this came to me earlier today when I was doing those morning pages, coming full circle. But this is in 1 Nephi, so 17, and this is verse 8 and 9. So God has just told this young boy named Nephi to build a ship. Now, most of us would be like, "Yeah, that's not happening. I don't know. I mean, I might do the same thing." But here's the important part. After that, he says, "Thou shalt construct a ship after the manner which I shall show thee, that I may carry thy people across these waters." And Nephi's response is, "I said, Lord, whither shall I go, that I may find ore to molten, that I may make tools to construct the ship after the manner which thou hast shown me?" He doesn't be like, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe this hard thing you're asking me to do." He simply says, "All right, where?" So again, he says, "Lord, whither shall I go that I may find ore to molten, that I may make tools to construct the ship after the manner which thou hast shown unto me?" And in verse 10, it says, "It came to pass, the Lord told me whither I should go to find ore that I might make tools." That's how I think it works. I believe we ask and the Lord answers, but usually it doesn't look like we think it's supposed to. He says, "Okay, I want you to go do this thing." Now, I love the example of Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi. He's like, "Hey, go do these things." Now, and we don't know that, you know, like, we don't know that those things are gonna, and I first, you know, heard this Mr. Miyagi thing on the podcast Unshaken, so much so that I actually went and watched it. And, you know, it's that idea that, you know, the wax on, wax off. When he was waxing the cars, you know, he was practicing his outside blocks. And when he was painting the fence, he was practicing a different block. Well, all that stuff he didn't know. And this does resonate with me. And, you know, and again, I think this is from the Unshaken podcast. And he just says, like, God knows. God knows exactly what he's asking you to do. And it is the activity that he's telling you to do that you're like, oh, I don't see how that's going to work out. I don't see how that's going to work out. Well, it's up to us to be able to be like, hey, I've just got to do what he asked me to do. So coming back full circle to money, God has inspired you. I truly believe every one of us has been inspired with things to do to be able to create impact on the world. When you create impact on the world, it often leads to money. It really does. When you look at all the YouTubers in the world that are very well off, like they just went and did something and they went and started making an impact and they stopped worrying about the right way to do everything. I don't know everything yet about how to create money. I'm testing and experimenting and exploring some of these things as well. But that idea that would you like to desire to believe that God wants to bless you is really cool. Would you like to believe that, even desire to believe that God is wanting to give you lots of really cool experiences and things? So over this next week, I just want you to give that a little bit of thought. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.